Harry Hunter little man,
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The first witness for the defense was one of the defendants. Travis McMichael testified that his father told him to grab his gun before chasing Ahmaud Arbery through the neighborhood in what they claim was an effort to make a citizen's arrest under a now-repealed Georgia law.
Did you want to stop him and hold him so the police could come and arrest him?
That was my plan, yes, sir.
McMichael said he and his father believed Arbery was a burglar after Arbery had been seen at the construction site of an unfinished home. Cell phone video shows McMichael confronting the unarmed Arbery after a prolonged chase.
This is a life or death situation, and I'm going to have to stop him from doing this, so I shot.
Prosecutors argue there's no evidence justifying the chase or the deadly encounter, and that there was never an attempt to make a citizen's arrest. The homeowner, Larry English, said Arbery never stole anything and that he never asked the McMichaels to take action. Last week, the prosecution also called a county police detective who read a portion of his interview with Greg McMichael hours after the shooting.
He was trapped like a rat. I think he was wanting to flee, and he realized that something, you know, he was not going to get away.
Prosecutors pushed McMichael after he testified about the law enforcement training he received in the Coast Guard.
So you learned as part of your time in the military that you can't force people to speak with you.
That's correct.
You have to let them walk away.
Yes.
Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, spoke outside the courthouse.
Travis was on the stand, wiping tears from his eyes. But again, Travis is alive. Can you imagine the tears that we have shared?
I mean, this is unbelievable. There's a chase, right? There's a chase. There's an armed chase. There's a chase going on between this Travis, his daddy, who, by the way, was the investigator for the district attorney's office in Brunswick, which explains everything about why there are no charges filed at all until we Americans see the video 2 months later. Because they literally tried to get away with the murder of a 25-year-old jogger. And they almost did. They almost did. But they, you know, listen, the testimony is devastating. The cross-examination of Travis, who should never have put his white butt on the stand, ever. But did. Because he wants to claim self-defense. And we all learned our lesson about if you're going to claim that you shot someone in self-defense, you're going to have to take the stand and tell the jury what was so frightening that you shot an unarmed man. It's the same story in the Rittenhouse trial. It's the same story here. Okay. And so Travis got his butt on the stand and the prosecutor tried to make him into some Coast Guard mechanic. Hero. I was a mechanic in the Air Force. I ain't no hero. He was a mechanic. And somehow he's all of a sudden, law enforcement trained and he knows everything about law enforcement. Oh my God, this was just bizarre. Anyway, because they did that, the prosecution gets to cross-examine him. And the prosecution did cross-examine him today. And, idiot boy actually admits that Ahmaud Arbery was running away. He was running away. Hence the word chase over and over when you report what happened that day. There is no way to report what happened that day without reporting that Ahmaud Arbery ran away and that Travis and his daddy, who were both armed, one with a shotgun, one with a handgun, and their friend Roddy, got in their cars and chased him for a long time, chased him. And then they pinned him in between their cars and they described it like they created a rat trap, a trap for a rat. And guess what else we found out today during the cross-examination? We found out today during the cross-examination that Travis was talking to some friend of his on Facebook and decided that Ahmed Arbery was vermin. Uh-huh. Can't get more Nazi than vermin. What have I been talking to you about? The referring, Tucker does it too. They sit on their TV shows, they sit on their Facebook pages, and they refer to people as filth. They refer to people as vermin, the neo-Nazis do. The fascists do. And that's exactly what we found out Travis was saying about Ahmed Arbery, even though there were multiple people who went into this unsecured house. It was wide open. It was a house under construction with no doors, no windows. And people would go in there and they would look around. Nothing was ever stolen from that house. Nothing ever untoward happened to the property. Nothing at all. But we all learned a valuable lesson. You can't use deadly force in the protection of property anyway. And you can't assume that Ahmed Arbery committed a crime if you didn't witness him committing a crime. Chase after him for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. Trap him like a rat and then approach him with your shotgun and claim self-defense. This is so sad. This is so bizarre. This is so sick. And the idea that his daddy worked for the district attorney's office and that they rigged it so that charges would never be filed against these yahoos in the murder of a 25-year-old kid who was simply jogging and went into that house, by the way, to get a drink of water, a cool, cool drink of water. Then bam! This is sick. And that the jury selection, I mean, right there, you understood what the culture, let's say, the temperature was in this particular town in Brunswick, Georgia. We all understood what the what day it was. This is so sad. It's so sick. OK. And, you know, on cross-examination, you know, Travis actually was saying, oh, yeah, you know, he was running away and we were chasing him.
At this point in time, when you first see him on Burford, he's not reaching into his pockets.
No, ma'am. Not running, no, ma'am.
And he never yelled at you guys?
No, ma'am.
Never threatened you at all?
No, ma'am.
Never brandished any weapons?
Sorry, you're just trying to finish his answer.
Yeah, he did not threaten me verbally, no, ma'am.
All right. Didn't brandish any weapons?
No, ma'am.
Didn't pull out any guns?
No, ma'am.
Didn't pull out any knife?
No, ma'am.
Never reached for anything, did he?
No.
He just ran.
He just ran.
Yes, he was just running.
Yes, he was just running. Running away. He was just running. He just ran away. That's all he did. Run away. Run away. And we chased him. And we chased him good. And then he had the nerve yesterday when his defense attorney was questioning him, he had the nerve to beat back his tears and say that 25-year-old unarmed Ahmed Arbery, who did absolutely nothing, frightened him. He was scared. He was scared of Ahmed Arbery, and he had to shoot him. He had to. He had to shoot him.
You have moved out in the road. You've aimed the shotgun at Mr. Arbery.
I did.
Mr. Arbery goes to the passenger side of the truck.
Yes.
Okay. Your dad is still yelling at him, because we can hear him go, stop, goddammit, stop, right?
Yes.
You could have easily just stepped back to your pickup truck and watched him keep going, right?
I could have, yes, I still didn't know what he would or could have done right there where I couldn't see him. And to get closer to the pickup, to get closer to dad, to get to the truck, if he's going to try to come to the truck, I will be right there. So I was thinking that he was a threat, that he might go after myself, my father, or the truck.
So you're telling this jury that a man who has spent 5 minutes running away from you, you're now thinking is somehow going to want to continue to engage with you, someone with a shotgun, and your father, a man who's just said, stop all blood.